The Kansas City Royals own Major League Baseball's longest postseason drought. The Royals haven't played beyond the regular season since 1985, when they just happened to win the World Series. But that streak may soon be broken, thanks in part to a very patient general manager. Greg Eklund reports.
Dayton Moore was hired as general manager of the Kansas City Royals in May of 2006. He and his wife, Mary Ann, were the happiest people at his introductory news conference.
This is an absolute thrill for me to be introduced as the general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
Moore arrived as the Royals were enduring the worst stretch in franchise history. But the news conference was not so much an introduction as it was a public roasting of Royals owner David Glass, who was pressed by reporters about the team's three straight seasons with 100 or more losses.
I think that we all share that responsibility, and I certainly do. It's something that I'm not quite sure how we got here.
Two radio reporters had their credentials suspended for the rest of the season because of their pointed questions to Glass, who seldom talks publicly anymore. So Dayton Moore absorbs most of the criticism these days. I recently caught up with him at Kauffman Stadium, where he discussed some of the difficulties of being the GM of the major league team with the longest playoff drought.
We made it very clear to all of our people that this was going to be a very difficult process. There was going to be a lot of ups and downs along the way, and it takes 8 to 10 years to build an organization the way we're trying to build it.
Last season, the Royals finished with a winning record for the first time since Moore came aboard. There were high hopes at the beginning of this season, but by late July, the Royals had fallen 8 games behind Detroit in the AL Central. They surprised many by moving into first place on August 11th after a victory over the revamped Oakland Athletics. New York Daily News baseball writer Mark Feinsand thinks Moore should be commended for sticking with his plan.
He's patient, but with an eye on ways to make the ball club better now that they're finally starting to see a window to actually win.
Leading the Royals' charge to the postseason are manager Ned Yost and three All-Stars developed from their own farm system. Catcher Salvador Perez, left fielder Alex Gordon, and closer Greg Holland, who Moore envisioned from the outset as the core of the team. But when the July 31st trading deadline passed, the Royals didn't pull the trigger.
I was very disappointed when the trade deadline came and went because I really felt we needed to make some type of deal to upgrade our team. I mean, we looked on all fronts to improve our team. And, Greg, there just simply wasn't a deal to execute. There was nothing there.
But Willie Wilson, a former American League hits and stolen bases leader from the Royals' glory days, is glad to see Moore is sticking with the plan and not panicking.
He knew what he had. He saw it before we saw it. So he just let the guys develop. And right now, that part's working out. But what I'm very pleased with is that the trades that he's made, or the non-trades he's made, have worked out well for the Royals.
Moore watches Royals home games from his booth at Kauffman Stadium, and he appears calm. But he concedes that there's more to it than meets the eye.
There's a lot. I mean, there's been times, truthfully, that several members of our baseball operations staff has decided to watch games other places. I mean, I'm pretty intense up here at times. And our goal from day one to get in the playoffs is, have one really great month and play 500 the rest of the way, or two good months and play 500 the rest of the way. And, we're not where we want to be right now, but, we're on track.
Some of Moore's anxiousness might stem from the fact that most of the Royals' regulars weren't even born until after the 85 World Series. They might not yet appreciate the frustrations associated with a 28-year playoff drought. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.